Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1993, Building Positive Body Image and Self-Esteem, Lessons from Motherhood, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I know the title of this post sounds like it's only for parents, or specifically, those that identify as a mom. But you know me better than that by now, right? I read articles that almost anyone can relate to, and this one is no different. So even if you don't identify as a mom or even a caregiver, I promise you'll still enjoy this episode. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Building Positive Body Image and Self-Esteem, Lessons from Motherhood, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. Kids are our greatest teachers. Their untainted outlooks on life bring us back to a simpler way of living, and most days, we need to be reminded of the basics. They help us remember that love is not based on a pant size, that softness is not weakness, and that aging is a privilege. Our kids can teach us a thing or two about body image and self-esteem. Most kids are free to be themselves. They choose clothes they love, no matter if the patterns are clashing or the style is awkward. They move their bodies in ways that bring them joy. They don't nitpick their bodies apart or scrutinize the way they look. They wholly and fully embrace who they are and are free to live in the present. Can you remember a time when you felt the same way in your own body? Body image and self-esteem issues among moms. The reality is that a majority of those that identify as female are unhappy in their bodies and struggle with low self-esteem. Research studies have made connections between poor body image and low self-esteem among women specifically. One study found that among almost 10,000 women surveyed, nearly 90% of participants reported feeling dissatisfied in their bodies, with the vast majority wanting to be thinner. Poor body image is often an influencing factor on maternal mental health, leading to more severe issues like eating disorders, depression, and anxiety. Building a healthy self-esteem is even more challenging in our digital age, where we are constantly exposed to the highlight reels of everyone's lives on social media. Chronic exposure to a media that glorifies a thin ideal has been linked with body dissatisfaction and disordered eating behaviors. Lessons about body respect through motherhood. If you're a mama hearing this, there is a good chance that you might also struggle with how you feel in your body. But this wasn't always the case. You too were once a carefree child who loved your body for all that it allowed you to do. Somewhere along your journey, you learned a different story that frames how you feel about your body today. Maybe you can't remember the last time you liked anything about your body. Maybe you regularly feel disgust, guilt, or shame in your own skin. Wherever you might be, you are not alone. I understand, because I used to be there too. I struggled with poor body image and low self-esteem for a long time alongside my eating disorder. One of my greatest motivators for healing has been my children. My 5 kiddos have also taught me invaluable lessons about what it means to care for and respect my body, even through the changes that have come with pregnancy and postpartum. Slowly, I learned to respect my body that has been a vessel for growing my babies. I learned that I can still treat my body kindly, even if I'm not feeling positively or likable toward my body. That has been one of the most important lessons motherhood has taught me about caring for myself It's not based on a feeling. Let me explain. As a caregiver, there isn't anything we wouldn't do for our kids, right? I love my children more than anything. I would lay down my life for them if needed and wouldn't think twice about it. That is the love of a caregiver. But let's be real. No matter how much we love our kids, it doesn't make parenting easy. In fact, I would venture to guess that parenting is the hardest thing you've ever done. Heck, it is for me, and I have no shame admitting it. There have been so many days where I wake up and feel like I'm living in Groundhog's Day, the same day on repeat, over and over again. Life is one poopy diaper, and well, that's just the season of life I'm in. Even though I love my kids more than I ever thought possible, there are some days where I am not in love with parenting. But even on those days, I persist in doing the things I know are important for my kids and will continue to take care of them, no matter how I feel that day. I'm sure you do the same thing for your kids too. Do you want to know why? Because love is more than a feeling, and caring for our kids isn't dependent on the way we feel. Feelings come and go, but love is a commitment, a choice to be present, to choose kindness, even if there are feelings of frustration, aggravation, or annoyance. Making a commitment to body kindness. Caring for our bodies works in a similar way. I think a lot of us are waiting for our feelings to change about our bodies before we start being kinder to them. The reality is, those feelings might not come until we act first. If you think you have to wait to be kind towards your body until you've lost that baby weight or until you get into your goal jean size, you have already waited too long, and with that, lost too many precious moments in your life. Building your body image and self-esteem begins with the commitment to treat yourself kindly and with respect, and should not be based on how you feel about your body, because those feelings will ebb and flow, but the choice to respect your body should be unwavering. Just like motherhood, there will be days where you wake up and don't feel great in your body. There will be times where you don't like the way you look or how your body feels in the clothes you're wearing, but those feelings won't last forever. You can still do the next right thing for yourself by treating your body with the kindness and respect it deserves. Tangibly speaking, this might look like nourishing your body well, like not skipping meals or snacks, paying special attention to hygiene, like taking a shower or brushing your teeth, wearing clothes that feel comfortable on your body, engaging in activities and movements that you enjoy, drinking enough water to stay hydrated, getting outside for fresh air and sunshine, or going to bed earlier to catch up on sleep. Sometimes loving your body means doing difficult things and parenting yourself because those are the right things to do. As you stay consistent with your commitment to respect your body, regardless of how you feel, you will find yourself building a more positive relationship with your body. A healthy body image is more than the absence of negative thoughts about our shape or size. Building a positive body image means cultivating an appreciation of what your body allows you to do and broadening your notion of beauty to accept all aspects of your body. You know what they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, if the thought of transforming your own body image feels beyond your reach, don't lose hope. Plant yourself firmly in an unwavering commitment to treat your body with the care and kindness it deserves. As you act on that commitment, you will bloom into the gentle gratitude of a person at peace within their own body. Do it not only for yourself, but for those sweet kiddos who adoringly look up to you. They are learning from us, and by respecting our bodies, we will teach them to do the same for themselves. You've got this. You just listened to the post titled, Building Positive Body Image and Self-Esteem, Lessons from Motherhood, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, I told you everyone could relate to this. Now, at the beginning of today's article, today's author, Crystal, talked about how kids can teach us about body image and self-esteem, and that most kids are free to be themselves. I know that Crystal was discussing this as a way for us to remember what it was like to be carefree like that. But it also made me remember why I have a fear of children. Well, it's not a real fear. It's just that at times, my self-esteem can't handle their thoughts on body image. For example, when a child asks me why my nose is so big, or why my arms and legs are so hairy, or why I'm so short, it's hard not to take it personally. I mean, kids just tell it like it is, right? So at times, I do dread those kinds of comments and find that I take it more personally when I'm already having kind of an off day. But at the same time, it is a great lesson for me to not take myself so seriously and to remember truly what it's like to be a carefree kid again. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday if you're listening in real time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.